let's talk, Dez. I didn't think this was that big of a deal, but maybe I'm just getting soft in my old age. When I first heard, oh, he missed the MRI, I thought, well, yeah, something came up. Turns out Dez Bryant missed the scheduled MRI Monday and team meetings Monday and Tuesday. He skipped out. He went AWOL for 2 days.
Yeah, just because he was bothered by the knee. Yeah, that's inexcusable. I've heard stories from past about him, like when he was a rookie from a veteran there. Mm-hmm. Stuff that told me fallen asleep in his truck before a special. I mean, this ain't the first time he's missed a meeting.
Right, and because they enable him because he's a superstar.
That's exactly
talent.
Right. So will he be are they going to fine him for it? I don't know. Take care of it in-house? Or
I mean, he is subject to it. Now, they may decide not to because that's the Cowboys.
That's just so weak. It's so
– I agree.
I mean, I understand if you miss the MRI oversleep and you go get the MRI later in the day. I get that.
Put on alarm. But, I don't get
right,
missing anything.
But my point, I mean, I wouldn't do it. But, yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
But let's not give too much credit to some grown men out there, okay? And then,
no, I know,
but then the teammate, it's blatant disrespect for your teammates. It just is.
Yeah, they have to be there.
I'm more important than you guys are. Sorry, my hurt feelings over an injury are more important. And then here's how many Cowboys.
Like the team injured
him.
Here's
the excuse they make. The enabling that Cowboy fans on social media I've seen a million times make. You know, when he goes off and gets in, oh, that's just passion. I wish more people showed it. And then this will be like, if you're missing a team meeting, you'll hear certain fans say, oh, that's just Dez being Dez, like the Manny being Manny. That's just Dez being Dez.
Sean.
And you know what? He's just emotional, and I can understand his need. That's what they'll say.
No.
I've said it, and I'm like, no, that's not the case.
Worst. Say, do you have this? Is it ready to go? Sean, that's not what fans are saying. That's what Jason Garrett said a few hours ago. Listen to this.
Dez Bryant missed an MRI and a treatment on Monday. He missed a team meeting on Tuesday. And he was not at a team meeting on Wednesday. And he got the MRI yesterday, like we talked, and we got the results back from that. We shared that with you guys yesterday afternoon once we got those results.
Do we have another cut? Because he used the exact words you were saying, Sean.
The situation with Dez is an interesting one. It's a challenging one. After the game on Sunday night, he got some information about his knee, and he suspected that it was a serious injury. And he's a very passionate guy, like we've talked about.
Just said it.
And he really thought that he was going to get some bad news when he got the MRI on Monday morning. So he, like some of us do in life at times, he avoided it.
No, we don't.
And he didn't come in and take care of his business on Monday or Tuesday, and then he came in on Wednesday and took care of that part of it.
But still missed the team meeting. So he got his MRI, but then missed the team meeting.
He's not going to fine him. If he does, it's just – there's why that guy's never going to be a great head coach.
Garrett.
And he's not a great head coach.
Or his legs are cut out from under him by Jerry Jones, who said
he's not a
cover for him.
He's still not a great head coach. It's not that's why when you enable guys like that, it's just, I mean, you know, how about, it's real simple. You don't have to hold a grudge against Dez. You missed two meetings. You know what the fine is for the meeting? $5,000 a meeting or whatever. You're getting fined 10 grand. We're taking out of your check. Mm-hmm. You can bitch and moan all you want. You're a grown man, as sometimes all of us do. No, yeah.
Yeah, but I know of a situation with the Sacramento Kings where the coach wanted to do that to the player and the owner, like Jerry Jones, kind of an idiot, not the current guy, the previous guy, said no. It was DeMarcus Cousins. It was some issue with Cousins. And the coach needed to discipline.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
And the owner said, you don't do that. And then the coach has to decide, okay, do I quit and resign over the fact that I don't have any power, or do I give in because what the owner wants, the owner gets? I mean, we all have a boss. Sometimes what the boss wants, the boss gets. Hey, our boss just walked by, unless you're willing to quit over it. So should Jason Garrett be willing to quit if
no?
Wouldn't criticize him for being a bad coach.
I'm not
on
saying,
account of this.
I didn't say he was a bad coach. I said he's not a great coach.
Okay, not a great.
I never
coach.
Said he, there's a difference. He's a good coach, but he's.
But I don't fault him if it's Jerry Jones pulling the strings. I don't.
Yeah,
fault
but we
him.
Don't know if it's Jerry Jones.
You're right,
pulling
I don't
the strings.
Know. If it's
so
him,
all I can say
then
is
I will. Fault
I know on any team I've ever been on, the only man who pulled the strings on a fine was the head coach. I never saw an owner get involved in it.
You never played for an owner like Jerry.
Well, and I'm sure if he wants to enable fine. It's just, and Dez Bryant's a hell of a player, but he shouldn't be held to a different standard about rules.
I agree.
Now, on the field, you're never going to treat the guys the same. I get that. If Dez wants to take a playoff, I mean, that happens. But when it comes to the rules of the team, it's just blatant disrespect. You fine and move on. Don't hold a grudge. Denny always said, he goes, I don't fine you, you fine yourself. Here's the fine schedule at the beginning of the year. He's on this paper. Memorize it. There it is. I'm not going to hold a grudge against you. If you miss, if you're 2 minutes late for a team meet, then we fine you $5,000.
Right. Start doing it time and again,
yes.
Then we'll talk. Otherwise,
or I'll cut you. The guy finally pushed him too far before it was a Monday night football game, when missed curfew on a Sunday night and was cut. Didn't play the next night. Sent his ass home. Matter of fact, might have made him pay for his own ass home.
But so, that wouldn't happen if it was Randall McDaniel. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, you know what? Randall McDaniel wouldn't do that.
I know.
There's the difference.
Right.
Well, Randall, a real superstar, doesn't do that.
Right. Garrett went on to say he just kind of – Dez understands he has a responsibility to be here. This was like within the last hour. He was completely well-intended. He's a very passionate person. He loves football. He loves this team. He's a driven guy. His response was not the right one. It was an understandable response given his personality and everything he puts into this. No,
which means they're saying you can do it anytime you want.
Jason Garrett or that offensive line, they're just as passionate.
They
didn't miss a team.
When he goes off, that's all. He's passionate. I wish more guys were like him. Yes, he's great. I love his passion on the field. Still show up for your meeting.
Right.
You're a football player. That's what you get paid. What if I dock your check this week, dude? What if I don't give you your check till 4 days late?
I don't like it. Tell us what you think. 1-800-777-2907. Hour number two ahead. We'll talk Bengals and Dolphins Thursday Night Football.